T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I want to give out this parlay real quick because these games are going to start in like 2 minutes. And so we were talking in the 2 o'clock hour at the beginning of the show about betting a parlay on spring training baseball. So I think all these games start at 3:05. I did a 4-team spring training parlay all to win. The Diamondbacks, the Royals, the Giants, the White Sox. And you have like a minute and a half, I think, to get those bets. And I'm not suggesting that you put these in, by the way. But I will tell you that Whittingham and Appel are both tailing me on this parlay. A couple super followers have signaled their openness to this parlay. And someone on Instagram had DM'd me, hey, are you going to do that parlay you talked about in the 2 o'clock hour? So I sent them back the screenshot. So the parlay begins in mere minutes, maybe a minute. Diamond, I see Solan on his phone.
I'm in, baby.
Yeah, I see Crowder looking down too.
Run that back, Hawk. What are we betting?
Diamondbacks, Royals, Giants, White Sox.
Okay.
I have it at +650 is the odds. Do I get any of these games? Like, do you think any of these spring training games are somewhere on the?
Hope I'll look later.
Somewhere on TV. Oh, there's a Premier League game on USA right now. Oh. Is that live?
Is there? Yeah, it probably is the Monday night game. Yeah, West Ham and
Brentford. West Ham and Brentford. Yeah. Should we bet that? Because we can actually watch it.
Yeah, but my guess is West Ham is going to be a massive favorite.
Oh, it's already underway. Mm. And they're up 1-0.
West Ham? Yeah.
Yep.
Diamondbacks, Royals, Giants, White Sox.
Diamondbacks, Royals, Giants, White Sox.
And Bam has to score over 25, and my kids can eat tomorrow.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. That he does.
He's missing a show this day.
It's 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Jimmy Butler, I will go to war for you, brother.
Look at that, Jimmy. Squad up for Jimmy. Jimmy and Jimmy. It's an unlikely duo. but they can do it.
We don't want to fight. The Heat don't want to fight.
I disagree. I think that he got a little scrap in them.
Firepower.
Like, that was your they may not have the firepower, but they've got some scrap in them. Doesn't mean they don't want to fight.
It's like Jimmy saying that. Like, you think Jimmy Butler cares if Jimmy jumps in the fight? Like, we have a bunch of Jimmys in the fight.
I think he does care.
I think he does. I think he's very
We have no firepower.
Bro, watch after the scuffle. Watch after the scuffle the game, the actual game, and tell me that team doesn't want to go to battle. You tell me.
I watched the game. I watched the game because, you know, I want to hate on Zion, and Zion is just overweight. But we don't have dogs no more. We don't have dogs.
Man,
you brought up Nico.
So wrong.
Nico's our enforcer. Nico is our enforcer.
Jimmy Butler himself.
Jimmy was doing the hold me back, bro.
No, Jimmy's a bad man. Jimmy wasn't going to get in trouble. He wasn't doing hold me back. He was showing a governor there so that he didn't get in trouble. Jimmy's a bad man.
Jimmy is. I would not want to fight Jimmy, but we don't go that deep. Like Bam, I know Bam is a part of the culture. Bam doesn't want no smoke either.
No, but Bam Adebayo.
I watched the fight.
It was the same discussion we had after
West
the
Ham's
Celtics.
Up 2-0 now, by the way. Yeah. 7 minutes into the game.
Yeah, their odds are probably minus 10,000 to win that game. Crowder,
turn it off? Like, is there any point in me watching this?
No, there's not. Crowder, it's the exact same argument that a lot of Heat fans were making against Bam Adebayo when they had that altercation with Jaylen Brown and Duncan Robinson, where people were upset that Bam Adebayo didn't step to Jaylen Brown and then after the game kind of like high-fived him when the rest of the Heat team went back to the locker room after the game. And it's like, okay, what do you want Bam Adebayo to do? Go swing on somebody? Like, he's your most important player. And then he's ejected for the game and suspended multiple games. You can't afford that right now if you're the Miami Heat for Jimmy Butler or Bam Adebayo to be suspended multiple games. You're the 7 or the 8 seed, and you got to win games. There's only 26 games left in the season. But what you want to see –
Triple J will knock down anyone, too.
I understand what you're saying, and I understand the logistics behind it. But people that want to slap somebody don't think about that. They just go slap somebody.
Nobody in the NBA actually wants to slap anybody.
I know, and
nobody.
I know, and there's a lot of soft NBA players, but we're not. We're with the losing of Udonis Haslem. People are not physically scared of the Heat anymore. Oh, I saw it. I saw it the other night.
Stand by, because Blame It on Rio is on Screen Picks right now as I am flipping around, and let me tell you something. I know you youngsters don't know anything about Blame It on Rio. But if you were a 12, 13, 14-year-old kid growing up like I was, there are many scenes in Blame It on Rio that are frozen into the architecture of the old fatback TV the Hockman family used to have in the family room off the little VHS. Michael Caine. This movie is so inappropriate by today's standards, it's scary. But way back when, holy mackerel. I don't think I've seen this since the 80s. Blame It on Rio. God bless Screen Picks for even having the guts to put this on in 2024. Anywho, I will be watching most of this for the remainder of the show.
What's Blame It on Rio?
It's a couple of fathers take their daughters to Rio de Janeiro. The daughters are fairly young by today's standards, and one of the fathers may end up having a sexual dalliance with the other father's daughter throughout the entire movie.
What happened?
Yeah, it's crazy. By today's standards, it's crazy. Demi Moore is one of the daughters in this movie.
Oh, that's guaranteed going to be wild. I wish I got a shot at Demi in my day.
Blame It on her. And she's not the looker in this movie. Like, she's like the humdrum girl. It's the other. I can't believe this movie's on. Anyway, sidetrack. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with our friend Alejandro Solana. By the way, we're giving away Heat tickets every day this week. Heat and Wizards, March 10th at the Kaseya Center. We haven't done so yet today. Sometime before 6 o'clock we will. And one other note. I don't know if anybody's aware of this, but, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings, you remember on the Super Bowl, they said if it ends in a tie, they would give away free wings to America?
Yep.
Today's the day. It's going on right now. So you can redeem 6 free boneless or traditional wings at Buffalo Wild Wings from 2 till 5. So it's already underway for an hour. I have to imagine that Buffalo Wild Wings looks like the 7th ring of hell right now because people are going to get their 6 free wings. But you can go to any Buffalo Wild Wings in the U.S. 2 till 5 p.m. The offer is available, it says here in USA Today, for dine-in and in-person takeout only.
Oh,
no purchase is necessary. Offer is limited to 1 free order per customer.
Uber Eats.
No, he can't Uber Eats. In-person dine-in or in-person takeout only.
That's kind of infuriating because they opened up. Is that Buffalo Wild Wings, you said?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
B-dubs. Yeah. I think actually they closed the B-dubs near me in Sunset Place. So never mind. I wasn't going to make it out anyways.
But, like, would you go?
No.
For 6 free wings?
No.
I would.
I mean, the line has to be ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Seems, I mean, and they're doing it on a Monday between 2 and 5. Hey, step it up, B-dubs. Hey, you're spending all that money, you know, on the NFL. How about you do it when people can actually go?
It's also such a major cop-out. Like, hey, we have this massive giveaway we're going to do. By the way, it's 6 free wings, and we're going to do it from 2 to 5 when nobody can go.
Right. Free wings for America.
Mm-hmm.
6. I think in this situation,
6.
As much as I'm not a fan of boneless wings, in this situation, you might be better off going boneless. You might get more free meat.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just doing it on a free meat ratio,
right?
I think you might end up with more meat if you go boneless versus bone in.
Worst decision ever.
You think?
It just boneless is, it's chicken nuggets. Where are you? Are you a grown man or are you a child?
I get it. But if you want a free meal, I'm just saying, if you want to be filled, you want to get a free meal, 6 free wings. I don't know if you're going to be filled after 6 bone-in wings. You might be more filled with the 6 boneless wings.
No. The flavor of being on the bone is what you do the bone-in for.
Mm.
It's better. Wing.
Nuggets? I'm with you. It's better. I'm just saying, it's like mass. Taking up mass in your stomach. Won't you get more meat with the boneless wings?
You're probably right, but you're a grown person. Deal with it. Buy 6 and then get 6 for free. Get 12.
Well, now you got to go. Now you got to go and you got to buy stuff. Like, it's free wing day. And now I got to buy 6 on my own. Like,
yeah. It's actually genius marketing because nobody's going to just eat 6 wings.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't go. It's like, you know, when they do the Wendy's, free Frosty. And then you go there. I mean, it is, they give you a spoonful. They actually feed it to you as if you're a baby. You have to sit in a high chair.
I'm a baby.
I waited 6 hours here, Wendy's. I'm a baby. And they speed you. They feed you one spoonful.
They speed you.
Watch it. Blame it on Rio. Leave me alone.
It's really not genius marketing, by the way, Crowder. I mean, it's just common marketing, actually. Like, Hawk's right. I mean, every company does that. Hey, you get a free coffee at Dunkin' Donuts today. Not many people are going to go to Dunkin' Donuts, get a free coffee, and just get the free coffee. I mean, you're in the drive-thru already. All right, I'll get a glazed donut and a blueberry muffin.
Solana.
Crawler.
Crawler. Is it Crawler?
I call them Crawlers. I've always taken issue. I call it Crawler if I want to be cutesy, but I believe it's a Crawler.
It's Solana. It's genius marketing if it makes more people go.
No.
So you get the free coffee. It's genius to make more people go.
Is going to be, I mean, ridiculous.
They're making millions off of this marketing.
I'm not telling you that it's not good
marketing. We're talking about Buffalo Wild Wings right now. We wouldn't be talking about it. It is genius marketing.
It's not. I'm just saying it's not genius because this isn't a new invention. This isn't innovative. This isn't something that, you know, some guy in their marketing team thought of and said,
no one else is giving away free food off a Super Bowl tie.
This would be unbelievable if we did this. I mean, this is just commonplace marketing, and
it's
exactly smart business.
If it was commonplace, I wouldn't be talking about it.
But every company does this. Every company says,
well, who else is giving away free stuff today from the Super Bowl?
It's $1.99 minus $2, a damn penny. But you're going to go for 99. You're not going to go for a 0-0. It's humans are, I say all the time, the masses are asses. People capitalize on that.
Oh, my God. When, like, Krispy Kreme does a free donut, hey, stop by for
free
donut. I mean, you go to Krispy Kreme, God bless you if you can just stop and get one free donut.
You can.
But it is genius marketing. I think it's genius.
I'm not hating on it. I'm just saying if it was genius, to me, something genius is something new, something nobody's thought of, something that's innovative. I mean, this is just normal marketing. It's smart business for a company to do this. That's why every company does it.
Nah, he just got engaged, Hawk. That's why he's hating on people.
But not every company does this, and it is genius. It's not Hawk. Innovative, but that's a completely different argument.
Hawk, not every company does this. Every single.
Who else is giving away free stuff today?
Not today, obviously, but every company
yesterday.
Has
who gave away free stuff yesterday?
Every company, every single restaurant in the history of restaurants has done a deal. Hey, we'll give you free X if you come. We'll give you free X. Krispy Kreme, McDonald's, Krispy Kreme, Dunkin' Donuts, Wendy's,
McDonald's.
Burger King, all
when
the time.
McDonald's give away something?
All the time. Hey, download our app and you get a free small French fry with an order of something else. Like, this is
called a coupon. I mean, what are you talking about?
He's engaged now.
And you can also use points at
McDonald's. He's engaged now.
There's no difference.
This was a unexpected twist. They put up a wager before the Super Bowl happened. It wasn't just, hey, on a random Monday, we're giving away wings. It was before the Super Bowl happened. If the unexpected happens, I'm guessing a tie was probably like plus 800. If the unexpected happens, we'll give away free wings. That's genius marketing. That's not everyday marketing. That's not a common occurrence. We think haven't there been a million bowl sponsors? Million bowl sponsors, right?
Right.
College football?
Yeah.
Nothing different. There's the roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl. Plenty of businesses throw their name on a bowl. No big deal, right?
Sure.
Why Pop-Tarts? Why'd Pop-Tarts cut through in this year's bowl series?
Well, because they had the first ever edible mascot.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They took something that a lot of people do. They jacked it to a different level. That's what Buffalo Wild Wings did here. I'm glad you learned a little something today. Now give us the headlines.
7-Eleven does free slurpees once a year.
He done got nasty as engaged.
Correct. It's attached to 7-Eleven. Very good marketing by them. That is very good marketing by them. This was a gamble by Buffalo Wild Wings. This is a promotion they never thought they'd have to pay off on. They didn't say after the Super Bowl, everyone gets free wings. It was in the very unexpected, if the game ends in a tie, we'll give away free wings. That's not the same as 7-Eleven giving away little tester Slurpees on 7-Eleven.
Well, I mean, it is because they have to bank on July 11th actually coming around every year. I mean, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee.
Great point.
I don't know if your marriage is going to make it.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Joe Zagacki becoming my mother-in-law all of a sudden. you need a date, Solana. All right, Joe. All right, Joe. This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know truck. So we do have some updated Heat injury news. They're at the Kings tonight, 10 p.m. First night of a back-to-back. We got the Cronin
Bowl. I don't
get a
spring
tomorrow.
Training score in the next 10 seconds. I'm about to raise L.
He's damn Diamondback better to tighten up.
I'm just kidding. I don't care.
No, you asked for it, buddy. You're going to get it.
All right.
Something bizarre, though. So I pull up the spring training scores, right? MLB scores. Marlins, Cardinals tied 1-1, bottom of the seventh. The Orioles are playing two games. How is that possible? The Orioles lead the Braves 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth. This is per Google, but I just typed in MLB scores.
Split squad. Split squad. They do that in spring training all the time.
Huh.
Split
That's
squad.
So much more common than a restaurant giving away food. Then I don't know where your head is. Yeah, split squad happens all the time in spring training.
All right.
Split squad.
I'll take your word for it. I've never seen that before, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Well, they only started it in 1931.
A couple years ago.
Huh. What were you like? You're like 13 back then, Hawk?
Hawk was in middle school.
Hawk was in middle school. Hawk was going to these games, man.
West Ham gave up a goal. Oh. It's 2-1 now.
He was a baby.
I was a baby.
1931, Hawk was a baby.
So who do we have? Who do we have money on? Let me see. Let me pull this up again. I totally forgot.
Diamond. Listen, I put it in the Diamondbacks, the damn Giants, White Sox.
I don't know. Google's not giving me the updated scores for any of these games.
I can't find the channel that Blame It On Real was on. I switched over to soccer and looking for baseball. Now I'm screwed up.
I don't want to watch it. Your description turned me off.
Okay.
I'm going to record it.
So tonight, Hero and Rozier are out for the Miami Heat. No structural damage shown on the Tyler Hero MRI. Which is obviously massive news.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, Nico Jovic suspended a game. Thomas Bryant suspended three games. Orlando Robinson questionable tonight. Heat at Kings, 10 p.m. start time. I'll get you started, 8:45 tonight. Late one. Stay up with me and Tommy Tighe right here on WQAM, 8:45.
All right.
And we'll do it again tomorrow. Another late one tomorrow. Inter Miami, they did draw 1-1. Versus the Galaxy last night. They were losing 1-0, and in stoppage time, the GOAT, numero 10, Leo Messi, comes up huge. Jordi Alba found him in the box, and it was a beautiful goal. It stretched out his leg, left boot, right onto the leather, and he got it into the back of the net.
What is
all
that?
Right.
They host Orlando City on Saturday.
What did you say?
The Panthers beat the Capitals in overtime on Saturday, 3-2. They host the Sabres tomorrow.
All right.
Canes hoops tonight at UNC. They're ranked 10th in the nation. 7 p.m. You can hear the game on AM 790. And just some other national news. So the Bengals franchise tagged T. Higgins, wide receiver, expected to be worth around $21.8 million. Trey Young is going to miss at least 4 weeks for the Hawks. He's having surgery on a torn ligament in his left pinky finger.
All right.
Little pinky.
Steve Kerr agreed on a 2-year, $35 million contract extension with the Warriors. He is now the highest paid coach in NBA history.
Amazing. Do you remember when he was first entering the coaching market? He had two choices. He could have gone and coached the Knicks, which cost Phil Jackson his entire NBA legacy. That's how bad that was over there. Or he could have gone and coached Golden State, right?
Yes.
Am I correct on that, Solana? Had he already coached in Phoenix or something?
No, he was an executive, I believe, with Phoenix. I don't.
So
that
was
his
first
coach.
Was Golden State his first coaching?
Yes.
Foray.
Yes. As a head
and
coach,
he could have gone to the Knicks. A lot of people thought, why would you go to Golden State, not the Knicks? Can you imagine how much money rings? Because I don't care how good a coach you think Steve Kerr is.
The Knicks are winning the championship.
Phil Jackson was thought of as one of the best coaches in NBA history. They ran him out of town. He was such a failure. He didn't know if he was coming or going. Like that's how one decision can affect everything.
It's when he, I won't say get lucky, but he got Steph Curry.
He got lucky. 100%.
It's Phil
made
Jackson.
The right choice.
Yeah.
And was a good coach. If I remember correctly, he took over for Mark Jackson, who didn't have success with the same roster. So I'm not saying he's not a good coach.
They won the championship and were they changed the way basketball is played. And
yeah,
Steve Kerr is a massive
part
of that.
It's because of Steph Curry. It's not because of Steve Kerr.
Come on.
Like, Steve Kerr had something to do with it, but that's a really lucky situation to be able to choose and choose right and have Steph Curry all of a sudden be a game-changing NBA. Like, it all, again, do I think they win an NBA championship with Mark Jackson? Maybe not. They couldn't with him.
Yep.
But do I think that Steve Kerr also got lucky in his career? Absolutely.
Yeah. Steve Kerr, Clay, and Steph. Steve Kerr, TJ Barrett, and Julius Randle.
There's no such person as TJ Barrett, which makes it even more difficult.
That's good by you. No, it's even funnier because I looked up the Knicks roster 2013-2014. The team he would have taken Raymond Felton, Amari Stoudemire, Melo is on that team. But I mean the Beno Udrih, Meta World Peace, Ron Artest, and J.R. Smith, Pablo Prigioni, and Iman Shumpert were part of the rotation.
Yeah. Bino and little fat Raymond Felton. That was going to do something.
He didn't get lucky. He made the right decision. And it ended up.
No, he made the right. No question. He made the. I'm not diminishing, but there's an aspect of luck in there as well. Go ahead. Let's finish up the headlines because Amy Otterberg's coming on.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 866-954. More beautiful, sunny South Florida afternoon. Tonight, the lows will be in the low 60s. That's your weather.
All right, we'll talk a little heat in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We've got guts!
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Don't forget, we're giving away Heat tickets every day this week. Heat Wizards, March 10th at the Kaseya Center. Just keep listening. You'll have a chance to win every single day this week. We are seeing the smiling face of Amy Otterberg on our video feed right now. Crowder, Amy Otterberg on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. One of the Miami Heat game analysts. I'm Bally Sports Sun and on the Miami Heat audio experience. And the Heat are in Sacramento tonight. You can watch Amy in studio on Bally Sports Sun. Little Monday night, late night Heat action. I'm sure Amy and Solana are looking forward to this West Coast road trip, being up very late, doing post games when most of us will be sleeping.
Do you know what's better than one? Two, back to back.
Back
how about
to back.
That?
Yeah, you can see the look on Solana's face. Very excited about tonight and tomorrow. Let's talk about a few things, Amy. First, let me start with Jimmy Butler. Did Jimmy Butler deserve to be suspended for his part of the kerfuffle in New Orleans?
Well, I hate to say this, but I think it. I'm not surprised with that. So if you look at it, he did kind of engage first. Was Najee Marshall's reaction much worse? He actually grabbed him by the neck. He held him there. Absolutely. But I understood what the league did there because they couldn't say it was, you know, it was all on one guy when Jimmy kind of got there first, not to that extreme. So I understand the league's decision on that. I mean, listen, do we all wish Jimmy was suiting up tonight? Yep, but I get it.
Hey, Amy, this is something we talked about earlier in the show, too. Do the Heat really want that smoke? Like, I'm friends with UD. I know UD. Like, and UD is a scary dude. I'm scared of him right now. But, like, the Heat, because when we talked about the fight, Solana brought up, he was like, Nico was ready to go. And I'm like, I'm not scared of Nico when I'm 40 years old. Like,
do
the Heat, are the Heat still built that way?
I don't know if they necessarily want to come out and say that. But did they get a little bit more pumped up? Yes. Were there lots of smiles yesterday at practice when they were kind of talking about it? Yeah, there were. Like, the film doesn't lie, right? I can't believe that Nico, this is the second time in his 2 years that he's had a game suspension. The best part was yesterday he said, well, I didn't go on the court. I went up the sideline. So he didn't think that he should have actually got it, which was funny.
Loophole. But, that was a loophole. That was a good loophole. Yeah.
I mean, listen, I don't think that anyone wants it to get to that point where guys are throwing hands, and especially when fans are starting to get into it, because there was fans starting to throw stuff. I think that that's something that nobody wants, because we know malice in the palace. We know crazier things have happened. We've seen court storming this week get out of control, obviously at a different level, but still you never know. So we don't want players to physically be in a position to get hurt. But I also think there's something to be said about saying, like, who says NBA guys don't care, you know, about games in the regular season? And this is game one out of the All-Star break, you know? So, and by the way, I also, and I'm sure you all would agree, I was, one of the first things I was thinking when I was watching this game was, oh my gosh, if UD was there, like, I'm so thankful he wasn't, because I love him and I would not want him to get into trouble, because it was one of those games where you're kind of just like, whatever, you know, you got to go in there and defend your teammates a little bit.
What do you think of the genesis of it was Kevin Love wrapping up Zion Williamson? It wasn't dirty at all, and Zion said it wasn't dirty. But your thoughts on Zion Williamson? This has been a running conversation that we've had on this show. Crowder thinks he's garbage. Go ahead, Crowder.
He's not garbage, Hawk. He's just a normal player because he doesn't take his job serious.
He's fat. You call him fat and lazy.
6'6", 284, and I think he's maybe even a bigger. I mean, he's so explosive. And it's funny because my instant analysis before you really watched it slowly was like, yeah, Kevin Love wrapped him up because you have to. It's literally the only way you can kind of stop him when he gets in there because of how explosive and how big he is. Now, obviously, looking back on it, understanding he was trying not to let him fall. I don't think anyone can say that they can shut him down in the paint or wants to by other thing else, but by chance, right? I mean, the guy's incredible when he gets downhill because of his size and his explosive ability. Do I think he's going to have a very long career? I would guess right now, no, because of basically what Crowder's alluding to at his size and what his body and his frame is, you have to take care of it a little bit different than maybe the guy sitting beside you. But he is on pace to play the most games he would in his career in a season. So if he can, you know, really take it seriously, because when he does have the ball in his hands, like, he's so explosive when he gets in there.
But what is he?
When he got wrapped up, did you think about a gyro?
What's the ceiling? Like, could he be the genesis of this conversation was when he came out of Duke and I said, he's going to be an MVP in the league one day. And I really believe that. Now, obviously, I seem to be losing that argument to Crowder, who said from day one that this guy isn't going to be anything, but I don't want to say it because I think it's a pejorative. But
he's going to be a very good player, but he's never going to be.
That's not what you said. You said he's going to be a fat bastard for the rest of his life.
He's going to be heavy. Heavy people are heavy. It's called caloric deficiencies.
Do you think that there is going to be an MVP season for him one day down the road, or he just can't stay healthy for a season enough to be in that kind of conversation?
To me, that's just such a 50-50 question because it comes down to health. I mean, it's going to be tough for him. I'm one of those people that believes that your team has to be good for you to be in an MVP conversation. So a lot of that has to do, I think, with New Orleans, who, by the way, you know, they're sitting in the West in a tough conference. And I think for Zion, maybe his window's a lot smaller than most other players in terms of what his caliber would be, according to one of you and not the other. So it's going to – I'm never going to say no. I don't know. I'm one of those people that I never want to say no about a player. I just want to give him their shot. Does he have the physical tools if he takes care of them properly? I think we got to say yes. He's not that tall, right? He's only 6'6", 6'7", but he's close to 300 pounds. So if that's muscle, then sure. I mean, he should be able to score at anyone. And I know Crowder's shaking his head, right?
That's not muscle, Amy.
I think it's going to be tough for him, but I wouldn't sit here and say definitely not, because I do think I'm sorry, Crowder. I think he's a really good player. I think he's a really good basketball player, but to me, it goes back to the health. Like, so I see both of your points. If he can stay healthy, then that's the first big hurdle. But I do think his window would be smaller than than some other guys.
Can we officially call Duncan Robinson the Zion Williamson stopper after he swatted him late in the game? Because Duncan put Wemby on skates earlier in the season. And then
Dunkin' Donuts is the Zion stopper. Duncan Robinson.
And then he gets the help defense, swat Zion at the rim. One of the bigger plays of the game, help the Heat come down the other end and ice it. Like Duncan, we've talked about it, right? He reinvented himself. He's no longer on the offensive side of the floor, just a 3-point shooter. But we just got to start giving Duncan props on the defensive end also, I think.
Yeah, Duncan worked really hard in this offseason on his defense. And I thought at the beginning of the year, especially, he was showing something else. He's still getting targeted. I think the film doesn't lie, right? Teams are still trying to really get after him. But Duncan does some good things defensively. And the one thing I would say about Duncan is if you sit down and actually have a basketball conversation with him or listen to his podcast, he's a really smart player. And that's not just on the offensive end. So when you look at in terms of shifting down and blocking Zion, like that's also an IQ play. Like timing of when to get that ball and where to be there. So is he the best defensive player on the Miami Heat? No. But has he gotten better? Sure. Yeah. And when he does stuff like that, like what do they call him? What is it? Dunkyard dog. Like I see all the memes and stuff. Guy's shooting 50%, close to 50% from the three in the month of February. So absolutely. I can see him getting more confidence on the other end too.
You sat down with him and watched film with him. I watched that on he's I'm guessing you like a good basketball mind. He's got it, but it is like we're at this push now. You get to the end of the season, you're pushing towards the playoffs and seedings, and then the postseason starts. You know, again, people call me the Duncan Robinson lover for the last couple of seasons. Could he be the key part for this push and the postseason?
I absolutely think he can be a major key part. Here's the thing. With most teams, but especially the Miami Heat, like, to me, the difference is when they're hitting their shot, when they're hitting their three ball. So at the beginning of the year, they were like top five in the league in 3-point percentage. They're also had a winning record, like well above 500 for quite a while. If you remember, that 3-point percentage dipped quite a bit there. And I mean, it goes hand in hand with offense and defense, but I keep going back to the postseason run last year. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about how it was a fluke. You don't get to the NBA finals on a fluke, people. Like, it's not easy. Like, you just stroll there. You've got to be consistently good to get through that many series. But Miami was the number one 3-point shooting team in the NBA in the postseason last year. So when you look at, again, February, they're shooting the three ball better. Their defense is picked up. But absolutely, in this league, I do believe that you have to be able to shoot the ball at a pretty high clip to consistently win games. And I do believe that Duncan Robinson is one of the best shooters on this planet. He really is. People forget he's 6'7". He can extend over so many defenders because of his height, and he's got a beautiful shot. So I think if Duncan continues to stay in his pocket and maybe even push it a little bit more, Miami's going to win a lot of games because of it.
And Amy, is that the key, the 3-point shot? Because we've talked about it where the Heat last year, they were the playing round. We were a couple quarters away from getting beat by the Hawks and not even going on, and then we end up going to the final. Is that the key? Because Solana brings it up all the time. It's if the three ball is dropping or not.
I think with Miami, it's like a top three key, because the thing is, defensively, they're back in their game. Denver won an NBA championship last year on a game where they scored 84 points. The problem was not that Miami could not play defense, right? It went back to when they got to the NBA finals, their shots didn't fall as consistently as they did in the first three rounds. So I think you give yourself a chance when the three ball is going. Miami, again, like they have the, it's a crazy stat, actually. They have the biggest differential in opponents' points per game on the road versus at home. But on the road, they can lock down and put the clamps on. It's going to go to test tonight. But I do think that they're confident in their ability to defend any team in this league. It's whether they can hit their shots. And when that three ball is falling, you're stretching defense, you're opening the court, good things are happening. You're making life so much easier for Jimmy Butler when everyone else is hitting threes. It's harder to throw two or three bodies on him when you've got to defend the perimeter. So I think it is so important to every team, but in particular, a team that prides himself on the defensive end like Miami.
Amy Audibert, you can watch her tonight, Bally Sports Sun. You can listen to Solana tonight and Jason Jackson here on 560 WQAM. West Coast road trip underway for the Heat. You have some interest in seeing Crowder Sunday night at the Dania Beach Improv. I've seen the comic stylings of Channing Crowder at the Miami Improv a few weeks ago. If you're coming Sunday night, you know, keep that armor up.
Okay, I know. Like, are you going to pick? I do not want to get picked on. I stick out in a crowd, and that's like the one reason why I don't love to go to comedy shows, because I don't like getting picked on. I will say my mom and my sister are going to be in town, so...
don't go there with your mom and your sister. Oh,
Amy,
God,
I will leave you alone. I promise I'll leave you alone. But you have to, if you come back to the back in the green room before the show, then I'll leave you alone.
Oh, no. Okay. You're going to, you can pick on my sister, just not my mom.
Oh, okay. No.
You're going to end up in family therapy after you hear the story that Crowder this is going to be one of those moments where the family looks back on saying, what happened to us? This is the reason.
If this is the reason that puts us in family therapy, it might be a good thing. We probably should have been there already. We're one of those.
Amy Audibert, of course, famously from Canada. We did our Canada questions with her the last time she was on with us, but I never mentioned poutine. Are you a fan of poutine?
No, I'm a ketchup girl. By the way, I just got back from a week up north.
Oh, you did? Where were you?
Yes, I went home for All-Star, Niagara Falls. But no, poutine is not my thing. It's gravy and cheese. I just like ketchup. I'm a ketchup girl. Sometimes vinegar, salt.
Oh, vinegar on fries is great.
Well, Hawk, I got to ask. Let's be honest, Amy. Niagara Falls is terrible. It's just a waterfall.
Yeah. No, the Canadian side is amazing.
Yeah, we have a horseshoe. It's a horseshoe falls. That's the Canadian falls. So
they light it up at night.
Oh, yeah.
We did a family trip there, and we loved it.
Yeah. The falls. Ask Jax about the next time you talk to him about his visit to Niagara Falls last summer. I took him on a boat right up to the falls. It was incredible.
I have a feeling that Jax wouldn't enjoy that. That doesn't seem like his wheelhouse.
This might be cultural.
If you want Jax to be quiet for a couple minutes, stick him under Niagara Falls.
This might be cultural, because they 100%. Put a rain jacket on me. I was like, why do I need a rain jacket? What's going on here?
100%, because we did that little boat ride, and it was 100% white people. That is cultural.
Not Jax. Jax got on that. He didn't have a choice.
Tell you.
So why am I here again? What's going on?
It's spritzed by ice cold water.
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks.
Amy Audibert. Watch her tonight, Bally Sports, and listen to the game if you want on 560. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks, guys.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You look slightly zooted.
You know, I might have tailgated a little bit.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.